Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming to the show. You're listening to Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. Today, we have two new people to the show. Later on the show, we'll be speaking with Stephanie Schlenk from Serenity Home Organizer. But first, we have the pleasure of talking to Karen Caldwell, Director of Workforce Development for Primavera Foundation here in Tucson. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, Primavera Foundation is a big nonprofit, but you have so many other things underneath them. So we're going to talk mainly about Primavera Works.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to make sure we talk about it. Tell us a little about, first tell us about the foundation and tell us specifically about Primavera Works.
Sure. So Primavera Foundation is a large social service agency that provides a large continuum of services for people that are experiencing homelessness and poverty. And we've been operating in Tucson for 40 years. We're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have everything from emergency services, such as shelters and drop-in centers, to affordable housing, community engagement, financial education, home ownership, and, of course, Primavera Works, which is our employment program.
And talk a little bit more about Primavera Works. What kind of employees do you guys employ?
Well, we work mainly with people who are either experiencing homelessness or low income, but we're here for anybody who needs employment assistance.
When I hear you talking, I saw an article about you guys, and I think you were saying that it's a working wage. You make sure the people get a working wage when they're trying to get employment so they can get housing for themselves and pretty much try to get them a position so they can be on their own and make things happen for themselves.
Yes. So we pay a livable wage, actually. We pay $16.50 an hour. And the temp work that we provide through our staffing service, Primavera Works, is really not designed to be somebody's full-time income. It's transitional employment while they're looking for permanent employment. So our program does both. We provide the temporary work so people can start earning an immediate income, just get back out to work, develop some local references, and then we also do job search assistance. So our ultimate goal is to help people transition into a permanent full-time job. So to do that, we provide employability skills workshops. So we have workshops on how to look for work, where to look for work, interview skills, resume writing, how to deal with a prior conviction on a job application, and job retention. So once you get the job, keeping the job. We also have job search computers, and we have an employment specialist who's available to meet with individuals for one-on-one job search assistance, as well as making referrals to other community resources.
So we have been kind of aware of Primavera because we are in the real estate field, and we know that there are programs out there to help people that with home buyer education and first-time home buyer programs. But we were driving on Tankaverde when we passed one of your trucks and saw that you had workers available. And a lot of times when we're trying to get a house on the market and we need to get some yard work done, finding someone who wants to divert from their regular business to do just a one-day job like that can be challenging. And I hate to say it, but in real estate, we can be very demanding with people's time because we're on such a tight time frame. You know, we're working with a Binzer. We have, you know, 10 days to get this done or 5 days to get that done. And so we're always on tight time frames. And so I was really, it just piqued my interest to see that you had workers available. And so Ray and I, you know, called the number. And I have to say, you guys were so responsive to say, yes, we can get someone to help you. So we have just over 3/4 of an acre. And I like to think that I'm way too old to be doing that work myself. and so it was such a flawless process for us.
Well, I really appreciate that feedback. Thank you so much. I'll be sure to share that with our staff. And I'm really glad to hear that, you know, our marketing on the side of our truck is working as well. That's great to hear. So we have job coaches, our crew supervisors. We have three crew supervisors who can go out and give you a free estimate on your crew job, And then get that scheduled kind of depending on how busy we are. Mm-hmm. Right now we're, you know, we have great availability, so we can get that turned around pretty quickly. During our busiest times, there might be a little bit more of a wait, but we're generally able to get out there and get you an estimate, you know, usually that same week, and then mm-hmm. get the work scheduled as soon as we can. Another option would be if you don't have enough work to need a whole crew, you still have the flexibility of just hiring individual workers. If maybe you already have the tools for the job, you don't need a lot of debris removed, you just need some workers to come out and help you clean it up, then that's really, we're able to turn that around, you know, with basically a day's notice.
What are the kinds of things that you can hire the temp workers, you know, the kind of jobs that they can come in and take care of for you?
So most of the work we do is general labor type jobs. So mainly landscaping. We also do construction cleanup, furniture moving, janitorial. But we're really open to any type of work. You know, give us a call and we'll let uh-huh. you know if we can do it. We're always looking to expand the types of work that we have available. And with the landscaping, as I mentioned, we have the crews. You can either hire a, what we call a mini crew, or a full crew. Mini crew is two workers plus a supervisor, and a full crew is four workers plus a supervisor. And they'll come out in our company truck and trailer with all the tools required for the job. They'll do the yard cleanup, and then they'll haul the debris off to the dump. It's like a package deal that we put together. And then the other option, of course, would be just individual workers. If you didn't need all that, you just needed some helpers, but you had the supplies and you didn't need the debris removed. And you can hire workers just for a day. If it's just a one-day job, that's fine. We also can do long-term assignments, temp to hire, because we work not only with residential customers, such as you used us for, we mm-hmm. also work with business customers. With the businesses, they might be hiring us to supplement their workforce during busy times. They might just need us this week because, you know, they have a big project, or they might be looking to fill a permanent position.
Are there fees for that business to hire the worker on full time?
No, we do not charge a conversion fee. And in fact, we love it and encourage our customers to do that whenever possible, because our ultimate goal is to help our workers find a permanent full time job. So when that can happen through our program, then we
love it. That's like instant success right there. That's awesome. Well, we love what you guys do, and it is filling a need in our community on both sides, for the worker as well as for people that just need that extra little bit of help to get a project done. So,
and I thought also, Karen, that you said that for a single worker, there's a minimum of how many hours they have to do, 4 hours, because of the travel they may have to go to get to your place.
Yes, so we do have a 4-hour minimum. So anytime you hire a worker, we are going to bill you for at least 4 hours, and they'll get paid for 4 hours. The hourly rate to hire individual workers is $23 an hour. And that does cover, all of our workers are covered by workers' comp insurance, liability insurance. And we do that because if a worker is going to take the time to maybe travel across town to get to your home or business, mm-hmm. We want to guarantee them that it's going to be worth their while, and they're going to at least get half a day's work out of it.
And then we're heading into the break, but would you give us the phone number that people can call to reach you find out more?
Yeah. So our phone number is 520-882-9668. For Primavera Works, and you can also visit us on our website at primaveraworks.org.
Hey, we're heading to the break. We're here with Karen Caldwell, Director of Workforce Development for Primavera Foundation, and we're focusing on Primavera Work, one of the small portions of what they do for the community. So we are going to the break, and we'll talk to you after the break. Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Karen Caldwell, who is the Director of Workforce Development for Primavera Foundation, and we're focusing on this small portion of her large company. I wanted to say something else, but I couldn't think of the word. But anyway, so Danielle has a question for you.
So what is the impact that this program has on the community, you know, both from the side of the workers and just the community in general?
So basically, we're serving between 300 and 400 individuals per year.
Wow.
And the people that's everybody that comes to us. Not everybody that comes through Primavera Works winds up working through the staffing service. Some of them are focused on job search only. but about 75% of the people who have a goal of permanent employment leave the program with a job. So we're very proud of that. And what they're getting out of it is, you know, they're getting an opportunity for immediate income. As I think I mentioned earlier, they can, when they're job searching for that permanent job, they can now list us as their current employer. They have a local reference they can use, and that really makes it helps them in their job search, and it kind of helps with self-esteem for somebody who maybe hasn't worked for a while, or maybe this is their first time experiencing homelessness or going through a hard time. That can be very unsettling for a person, and so to be able to just get back out to work and kind of get that self-esteem going again, I think is really important. And then, you know, as far as we're providing the service to both businesses and residential customers, I think one thing that sets us aside from other staffing services is we do work with residential customers. So I think that, you know, we're providing that service to the community, and we're also providing these employment opportunities to our participants.
I think that's fantastic, because I know as a homeowner, or I'm sure, you know, for renters as well, if you need those jobs done, like for me, I just don't have the tools, and I don't trust myself with power tools. I can injure myself without a tool in my hand. Right. I've been known to jump up and grab a branch and just let my body weight pull it down, and it's not smart. So for those of us that are challenged in this area, it's great to know that the person who's on your property has the insurance, and that you're not taking on a liability by hiring someone that maybe just put, you know, taped a sign to a pole somewhere in the middle of an intersection. You actually have a company that you're working with, and you have employees that are insured. And I think that's so important for homeowners to have that confidence that one, they're vetted, and two, that they do have that insurance behind them.
Another service that we do also is water harvesting work. So if you're interested in getting like a water cistern or basins installed, you know, put into your yard to collect rainwater, that's another service that we provide. And we're actually licensed contractors in water harvesting services.
Wow.
So the city of Tucson offers a rebate to the water department. If you take a workshop in water harvesting and you get a system installed, as long as it's installed by a licensed contractor, then you can be eligible for that rebate. So that's another aspect to our business. We have a water harvesting coordinator who would come out and, again, give a free estimate, design a system for you, and then when it's time for the installation, would come out with some of our workers and then provide that additional work and on-the-job training for them, as well as installing your system.
That's actually fantastic. Yeah. Do you have a brochure or something that we can post on the I Am Real Estate Facebook page that we can share with listeners?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get that loaded on our I Am Real Estate Show Facebook page, and look for it there.
Well, I have a thing. I was just thinking about customers and wondering, why would a customer want to hire a Primavera Work person?
Well, in addition to providing quality and motivated workers at a competitive price, then I think, you know, they just get that individualized service. They know they're having an impact by giving people an opportunity for employment. And just, you kind of get that double benefit, right? You're getting the service you need, and you're providing a work opportunity for an individual.
And instead of finding that person off the street or something like that, you got someone that's been vested.
Correct. Everybody who comes through us, we do an intake process, we do a skills assessment, we do eligibility, employment eligibility screening. You know, we run everybody through the E-Verify system. We're just like any other employer, so our employees have to have a valid ID for employment and go through that screening process. And again, as I mentioned earlier, all of our workers are covered by workers' comp insurance. So So, you know, there's no liability there if a worker were to be injured at your home.
Right.
It's not going on your homeowner's insurance. You know, we're going to take care of that. And then if you're a business and you're looking to hire either a temp worker or attempt to hire, again, you know, we're taking care of all that new hire paperwork,
yes,
that eligibility screening.
Yes, yes, of course.
And you guys, I was surprised because I did have your supervisor come out and quote two different jobs. One was for a very large tree, which we haven't needed to get rid of yet, but we were looking into the cost of that. And I wasn't sure if that was like too big of a project, but actually they said they could take care of that. And again, as you had said, very reasonable on the cost of having that done compared to maybe other companies that would come out and do a job that big.
Yeah, I mean, we do really try to find that, you know, that compromise between covering our expenses and still keeping our prices reasonable, because we know how expensive it can be. And at the same time, you know, our crew supervisors will always be honest. You know, it's why we do the free estimate, right? Mm-hmm. They'll come out, and if it really is something that's beyond our scope, you know, we'll be honest about that. But we, you know, our guys are very experienced and usually able to work with the customer to find a solution that's going to meet their budget and their needs.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask before, because we've got a couple minutes before we go to break, but do you have just a quick success story you can share with us?
Oh, sure. Actually, we have one that just happened the other day. We have this worker. She's been with us for about a year, and we were sending her out on different job assignments, going out with crews and going out on some different assignments. And, you know, she really proved herself to be such a great worker. She would get requested back. And we finally got her on a long-term assignment, you know, working 40 hours a week for a local business. And they wound up having a job opening. They invited her to apply. She did. She went through that whole process. She just started last week.
Nice.
She's now got a full-time job with great benefits, and she is going to have a pension when she retires. So,
awesome.
You know, having, when that happens, you know, we're always so sad to lose that great worker, right?
Sure.
One of our go-to people. But at the same time, you know, we're just so happy for her well-deserved success. And it's successes like that that, of course, keep us motivated to keep doing this work.
Good thing, trying to find out, did she use the resume and the interview process that you guys have in your in-house and stuff and use those things to help her?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, it's the program is not just about providing the temp work. It's providing those wraparound services. The job search assistance, the employability skills workshops, it's more of a holistic approach and not just, you know, here's some temp work. Good luck on the job search. You know, we want to really make sure we're providing people the resources that they need to be successful.
And are you, we're just heading into the break, but do you have cleaning services as well?
Yes. I mean, you can hire workers to do janitorial work. Again, mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things where if you're hiring individual workers in that scenario, mm-hmm. We rely on you to provide the, you know, the supplies,
the tools and stuff,
and everything. But certainly you can hire workers to do that.
Awesome. Give us the phone number and the website one more time.
Sure. So Primavera Works, we're at 520-882-9668. And our website is primaveraworks.org.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
We want to thank Karen Caldwell from Primavera Foundation for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show. We had a great, great, great conversation with you. Learned a little bit more about the company, about the 501c than we needed to know. And we really appreciate what you gave us.
Great.
And thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you. It was really fun, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Stephanie Schlack. She's from Serenity Home Organizations. I'm sure I pronounced her name incorrectly. 100 times I've been practicing. She's here with Danielle, Ray, and Sandra from that. Where are we from? Indy?
We're from Indy Realty.
Indy Realty.
Yeah.
Ooh. Almost. Yeah. So, but anyway, I've been messing up because I was trying to practice her name, and I've been getting it wrong for the last 3 minutes. So we'll start off with, how you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good.
I don't have to say your last name again, right?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Yeah, long time. It's great.
We're just going. tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure.
Also, she's a professional organizer. I forgot to mention that. So go ahead and tell us about what you do.
Yes, I'm owner of Serenity Home Organization, and we focus on home and office organization and decluttering. Also unpacking, so helping people who have just moved into a home mm-hmm. or people who moved a while ago but never finished unpacking. And then we also do market ready services,
wow.
which is working with people who are getting ready to sell their home. So either working with a client or working with the real estate agent to mm-hmm. go in and get the home all beautiful looking. So take all the clutter, put it in bins, get it out of sight so that the home looks clean and beautiful for pictures and for people coming through to look at the home.
That is so important too in our industry. It is just to make sure that people can see your house, because it's very distracting for them to see all your stuff. So yeah. We appreciate what you do.
Yes, you're welcome. I remember when I was looking for a home and you're scrolling through Zillow or Realtor.com, whatever it is, and the homes that I would come to where there was stuff everywhere, it's just an immediate passover because you can't see the space. And when I would come across the homes where everything just looked beautiful and organized, it was very attractive. So that was a service that I really wanted to offer people as a way to help them showcase their home and sell their home faster.
Where do you get this passion to do this, organizational skills?
I feel like it's how I'm wired. It's one of the ways that I'm wired. I absolutely love organizing. I can think back to when I was a little girl and I loved my stuffed animals. And each morning when I'd make my bed, I'd line them up from tallest to shortest. And my bed was up against a wall. So I would take the animals then and I would line them up from that order every day. So my bed always looked that way. I mean, even to now, I was recently at a family gathering at my aunt's house and helping clean up after dinner. And I was looking through all of her cabinets and drawers for her Tupperware lid drawer. And I finally found it. And it was a complete disaster. And I couldn't find the size that I wanted. So I took everything out and reorganized everything by size and put it back in. And, yeah, she later texted and who organized my Tupperware drawer and said that was me. Like, I just love doing it, turning a space that is disordered and chaotic into something that has order and beauty. I just love doing that.
Yeah, we're talking with Stephanie from Serenity Home Organization. The thing I want to talk about is about decluttering. You wanted to mention decluttering and why that's important to understand decluttering and why you want to bring it up.
Sure. Decluttering is really the most important piece of home organization. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees the shows or you see the beautiful pantries or closets on Pinterest, but what they don't show you is how much decluttering work it took to get to that beautiful space. So it really is key. So decluttering is when a person wants to go through a room or a closet or a drawer and just start sorting through their items and figuring out, I still use these items and I want to keep these, but these items I don't use anymore. So then we'll decide, do you want to donate them? Do you want to purge them? Mm-hmm. That way with the items that are left, now you're ready to organize and put them in storage bins or on shelf and give yourself and your home that look of organization.
Stephanie, when we talked to you before, you said something about the fact is that it's not you. They have to make all those decisions. You're just trying to help them go through the process. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right, sure. So partner with the homeowner or the office person and say, I will come up with a whole plan for you. We're going to come in, we'll do a consult in your space. You show me the rooms that you're working with, and then I'll develop a whole proposal for you of how we're going to declutter and organize. But when I come in, that decluttering piece is really important that you're there with me, because mm-hmm. I can't decide for the person right. What to get rid of. It's important that they're there. So they help with me as we declutter. But then once the decluttering is done, then I can take over and we can start organizing thing in containers and put it on shelves, put it in closets.
Okay.
That process has to be equally important to the organization portion of what you do.
Very much so. And that's the part that's freeing for people. Over and over again, I hear from clients that they feel stressed by all the stuff that mm-hmm. they have. Their home feels stressful to them. And so going through the decluttering, you can take away all of the stuff that they're not using anymore. And when that process is finished, they just say, it looks so good. Like, it mm-hmm. looks so clean and I don't feel stressed anymore. And I love having people feel that feeling.
Don't you think that that is reflected on what's going on in your mind as well?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. I mean, you can liken it to when you have a whole big work job to do and there's so many things going on in your mind that you just feel stressed and you feel overwhelmed. But when you're able to start tackling the items on your to-do list, your mind starts to feel better because you're removing things and you're accomplishing things. So yes, it is very similar to clearing out your home.
And if you think about, you know, just going into your home and walking through and okay, this is what I use and this is what I don't, the process sounds kind of simple, right? So the actual, you know, having someone come alongside and make sure you do it instead of, oh, I'm going to do this. What are some of the other benefits to working with someone else coming into your home and helping you through that process?
Yeah, I think it's part of what you said, Danielle, where clients will say to me, I don't know where to start. My mom never taught me decluttering or organization skills. Her answer was just buy more containers for everything. And they'll say, I don't want to keep doing that, but I don't know where to start. And so bringing in a third party, we can help get them unstuck and do that big declutter, the big organization job. And then while we're going through the process, I teach them a process that they can then implement and feel successful on their own and empowered to keep decluttering and keeping their house organized. So yeah, that's definitely one of the perks of partnering with somebody, is helping them get unstuck.
I think that is one of those things. It's like climbing a tree. The thought of, okay, go climb a tree. Well, it sounds simple. Okay, I put my hand here, I put my hand there.
Right.
It sounds easy. You feel like you can do it. But the actual doing it requires a lot more skill, a lot more practice, a lot more understanding. And so being able to provide that and teach those steps and teach that process, I mean, that sounds very empowering as you're talking about it.
Yeah, I think so. Because we all have things that we don't know how to do that aren't within our wiring. And so it takes somebody coming alongside you who is wired that way to help you. Honestly, the bigger the mess, the more excited I get. I was talking with a client on Monday and she said, it's just a mess. Like, I absolutely do not know where to start. And I said, it sounds like music to my ears, and I will be so excited to jump in on this project to help you get unstuck.
Stephanie, how do we get a hold of you?
My phone number is 520-370-8029, or you can email me at info@serenityhomeorg.com.
We'll be right back. We're going to the break. We'll be right back with Stephanie to talk a little bit more about Serenity Home Organization. Hi, everybody. We're back with the owner of Serenity Home Organization, Stephanie Schleck. Go ahead. Tell me what the name, how last name is.
You did it right. Stephanie Schleck.
I got it right.
Yes. Okay.
Well, the gold star.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, so I imagine that as listeners are, you know, listening to the concept of decluttering and home organization, a lot of us are probably thinking something along the lines of, wow, that sounds amazing. But I bet there are people with some hesitancy, a little bit of anxiety or possibly embarrassment about bringing someone else into their home to do the decluttering and the organizing. So for that listener who's thinking that right now, what would you say to them on just kind of where they're at and next steps and why they should make the call?
Yeah, I would say absolutely no judgment. When we come in, there is no judgment. Everybody's home looks different. Everybody struggles with something. I struggle with my own things and don't always want people to see my home either. But I would say press into your why. Why are you wanting someone to come in and help you walk through the decluttering and the organization process? Let that be your motivation. What is your end result? What do you want your home to look like? What do you want it to feel like? And then take that bold step of bringing somebody into that space who can help you and walk with you and make that dream be a reality.
I think that, like you said, all of us kind of have a different background. For me, if my refrigerator is full, I think there are two of us that live in this house. How could two people possibly be responsible to eat everything in that refrigerator? So my comfort level is like, I want to know that I'm only responsible for a small amount of things, but it's really hard. Because the other personality I have is, oh, it's on sale, therefore I need to buy it.
Right.
So,
how do you talk somebody through that?
Yeah, help me.
We're all wired with our own clutter threshold.
Okay.
And when you have multiple people living in a home, you're going to have multiple clutter thresholds. So the thought is to live at the person who has the lowest clutter threshold because they physically can't tolerate anymore, like mentally and emotionally, it's going to be too stressful. So in your case, Sandra, I would say the person living with you needs to come to your level of clutter threshold and appreciate your minimalistic and simplest view that you want to live, because that's what's emotionally and mentally healthy for you. But to buy things just because they're on sale, you're adding to the clutter problem, because you probably don't have space for everything that you want to buy that's on sale. So you're just contributing to the stress.
Yeah. I'm going to say, when it comes to food though, buy it on sale and just invite us over for dinner. We're all coming out.
Well, there you go. That's one way to do it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, use it up before it spoils.
Good job, Danielle.
Way free to work dinner, I'll take it.
Raymond does most of the cooking, honestly. Okay. So, yeah, and his tolerance for clutter is lower than mine.
Oh, okay.
So, but he likes the refrigerator fuller. Okay. So we just kind of bring balance into each other's lives, yep. I guess. But I like what you said, because I think years ago I had heard someone say in marriage counseling that the person who is more passionate about something, that should be what you give in on if it's more important to them than it is to you.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like what you're saying, because it does create a level of anxiety to have stuff around you.
It really does.
So can you share a couple stories with us of just the process and someone that you've helped and, you know, kind of that change that occurred?
Yes, I'd love to. So I love this part. I love the transformation and seeing how people feel when it's done. It's definitely one of my motivators. So one client, she wanted me to do her garage, and I was so excited. We had done the in-home. I had figured it out and planned it out, and I literally laid awake that night thinking about how we were going to do it. I was so excited. So the morning of, I call her on my way to let her know that I'm coming, and she said, "Stephanie, I have to tell you, I'm completely dreading this. I don't think we're going to get it done, and I really just don't want to do it." And I said, "I am so excited. Like, I literally stayed awake last night thinking about this, and I promise you, it is going to be a good process, and you are going to love the result." Uh-huh. And so sure enough, I get there and she was kind of downtrodden, but I just sat her in a chair and I said, "I'm going to hold up things and you're going to tell me which pile, keep, donate, or purge." And so that's what we did.
Wow.
And 2 hours later, her garage was completely transformed and she was able to park in there and it looked neat and it looked organized, and she was blown away. And she said, "I never thought that this was possible." Her son gets home 10, 15 minutes later and she says, "Go out and look at the garage and see what Stephanie and I did." And so we did, and he comes back in and he has this cute shocked look on his face and he's like, "You and my mom did that?" And I said, "Yes, we did, and now it's your job to keep it up so it doesn't get back that way."
Good.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Do you what about food organization? I mean, we're talking spices and all of that stuff.
Oh,
is that like
your
sweet
spot?
You like, I kind of had this feeling like she's gonna love doing this.
Yes. Oh, I love pantries and spice cabinets. My neighbor has a huge pantry and I asked her, "Can I please organize your pantry?" And she says, "Well, I really need my closets done." I'm like, "Okay, fine, I'll do those too, but I really want to do your pantry." Because it's where you can get creative, right? You can give someone that pantry that they see on Pinterest with the labeled containers and the organized spice jars. But at the same time, you're bringing peace and relaxation into a spot that's often stuffed and, you know, stuff that's going stale because they forgot that they had it. So I think food organization is a big piece of it too.
When you think about that, would it be okay to buy that 40 piece spice rack and just hang that in there, or it's best to sit back and have you come and do it all and then only get what you really need?
I would say get what you need. I mean, if you cook regularly with 40 spices, then that's a great thing for you.
I do not.
Then you do not, yeah. So then pare it down to what you need and what you use. Yeah, and then bring me in and I can get you the spice racks and the labeled spice jars and we can make it look super cute for you.
You got another story for us?
Yes. This just happened over the weekend. It was a resident who lives at Fellowship Square, which is an assisted living facility on the east side of Tucson. They had a big microburst happen.
Oh.
And her part of her roof blew off. And so they had to move her from one apartment to a next. And so you can imagine, with someone who's older, who's being moved on quick notice, she was a little frazzled and was having a difficult time with the process. So they hired me to come in, and I got to partner with her for 3 hours and turn her apartment from just stacks of boxes and piles into everything put in its place. And she just loved it. She kept saying to me, "I'm just so grateful for your help." And so what only took me 3 hours made a huge difference for her. And she was able to live back in an environment that she was just in before the flood.
Yeah, we actually had a friend who went through a similar situation with a fire that started. And I was so impressed that the insurance company had people come in and box everything so they could do the work. But I never really thought about the process of putting it back, because they wouldn't know where things needed to go once the work is done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is that service ever included in an insurance claim, or is that usually just 100% out of pocket for the consumer?
I don't know. In this case, they're going to file it with the insurance claim, but I don't know as a whole if it is. I would think it should be, because they should return it to like, kind, and quality.
Right, right.
Well, if you're in the insurance field and you want to give us that answer, you can email us at johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com and let us know what your thoughts are on that. We'd love to hear.
I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, so when it comes to decluttering and to the process of making the decision of what you keep or donate or get rid of, especially when it comes to things like food, you know, if it's something that you've spent a lot of money on, like let's say you went and bought that 40 spice rack, you realized you only used 3 of them, and it feels wasteful to get rid of all of the rest of them, but they may not have the usefulness of being able to donate. It might be something that's not really practical to donate. What would you tell someone in that process where it feels like they're losing money or wasting money by having to throw something out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that is a hard dilemma. I think I would ask them again, what is your why? What do you want your home to feel like? And we often feel guilty getting rid of things that we've already spent money on. But if it's adding more stress to your life, why stay in bondage to that? Release it and let it go. Acknowledge, okay, I didn't need a 40-piece spice set. And so use that in the future to pare down things that you buy to realistically what you need.
I think vitamins are in that space for me.
Yeah.
I really have intentions of doing well and improving my health. And so I buy it and then it expires and I can't throw it away because I spent too much money.
Right?
It's a horrible cycle.
It is.
We have just a couple more minutes. I was going to ask, can you give us a couple tips for the decluttering and the home organization process?
Yes, I would love to. So one of my favorite tips, especially with families, is to say, set a timer for 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, and pick a space that's visible. So your living room or maybe the kids' playroom. And then everybody tackle it for just 10 minutes. People often say, I'm too busy, it's too overwhelming, I don't know where to start. But everybody has 10 minutes.
Nice.
And that way you tell your brain, it's just 10 minutes, I can make this work. So that's a great one. Make it a competition with your family. Who can get the most done in 10 minutes? Everybody pick a different room. A second tip is make the container the bad guy. So look at your pile that you have pared down to just what you want to keep. And then you've got, you know, a storage container that you want to put it in. Pick everything that's your favorite, put it in there first. Your next favorites, put it in. When the container is full, whatever is left, that's more that you can donate. So the container is the bad guy, not you or not me. It's the container that's the bad guy. But it was a huge tool for you because it limited even more what you can keep.
Remind us how to get a hold of you, Stephanie.
520-370-8029 or email me at info@serenityhomeorg.com.
We want to thank you for coming with us.
Yeah, I was just going to say it seems like a great gift to give someone some peace of mind.
Yeah, the holidays come up. Yeah, absolutely.
So we want to thank all of our sponsors, Pioneer Title Agency, Indie Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention and Power. That's POWUR Solar. If you use them, would you tell them that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate Show?
Thanks for tuning in.